Look at it go.
Craig, I purchased the Beach Boy tickets.
No.
Oh, good. Did we get one for Erica?
Yes, I got
Okay.
four.
All right. Who's the fourth person?
Owen.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's pumped.
Sweet.
All kids like the Beach Boys. I bet Ray even liked the Beach Boys when he was young.
I didn't say I got an email from the evil that is Ticketmaster claiming they're going to refund all my money.
Oh, drat. I mean, yes, that's good, but yeah, that really chaps my hinder.
Yeah, sad time.
For the briefest of seconds, I was like, hey, now that Biden's out, does that mean the show's back on?
And apparently the answer there is no.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Negative. It's okay. I got to see them that one time in Atlantic City. That'll have to be good enough.
Yeah, I encourage you go see Deadpool. Good time.
I hope to.
Loads
We're
of
gonna try to catch
cameos
it.
and Easter eggs.
Yeah, I think where we are on vacation has an IMAX theater that is showing Wolverine and Deadpool.
In English?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much in English. I checked that beforehand.
Because that can get
And
confusing.
that would not be the first way I want to see it.
Brondiac is in for the win. Took a while, though. Parandiac, sorry.
Those are both fine people.
Yeah.
And I still haven't gotten past the why we needed to bring back Robert Downey Jr. for another role. I just don't
Yeah,
understand.
that's weird.
Oh, I thought that immediately told me that they are going to pursue the infamous Iron Man in movie form.
Yeah, but why would he look like Tony Stark?
He's got a mask on. You'll never know.
If he's going to have a mask on, then again, why would you get Robert Downey Jr.?
Exactly.
I don't know. You drilled there once and you struck oil. Why not try again?
I blame Josh Brolin.
Why? What's he up to?
Well,
Other than being awesome
he
in
did
Dune.
multiple roles at the same time, so.
Yeah.
And so was what's his name who played Captain America? He was.
True.
Yeah, you know, so keep bringing these people back. They try to get out, bringing me back.
Pulling him back in.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You better start the show. I'm asleep.
Oh no, it's over. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 430th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, and I'm here too. How is it all going?
Good.
Hooray for me.
Today is Harry Potter's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I will put that in my trivia store.
He's like, I don't know, 35 or something.
Right on.
Yeah. I have no idea how old he is, but I know today's his birthday.
Right.
So this is the week of 7/31 through August 7th here in the 2024. In your 7-day 4-star crash.
What month is this?
Okay.
I don't. I was looking here at the date, and I'm trying to memorize that it's Harry Potter's birthday, but I forgot what month we were in.
July.
July. All right. Cool.
Since we weren't here last week, we didn't talk about last week. It was Star Lord versus Gamora. Did you Star Lord your way to victory?
I did. He's still pretty good.
Nice. All right, let's get to this week. Is this fight winnable?
Yes.
How?
It is
I think
technically
it was
winnable.
explained to you in our chat in our alliance. I'll encourage you to refer to that.
Yeah. One, you need to respec to get five blue. I don't know how his other powers work, but you're going to want the five blue. And then you're going to want to use all of your boosts on blue and try and make blue matches as fast as possible so that you can get a countdown tile out there and hope that countdown tile goes off before you get killed.
Yeah, because all I know is I start making matches and the damage that does to me far exceeds the amount that I can heal myself,
Yes.
and I just drop over dead.
I tried it Monday and was a total failure. I got the I think the Ian referenced the recommendations. I went to Reddit and looked for recommendations. I tried it Tuesday with all these recommendations and got crushed. And then this morning I tried it for a third time and was able to pull it off and with 1,000 health left before I started really healing well. And yeah, and getting the constant stuns going off on her. The only way to win is to get that stun going, and then you're all right.
All right, yeah, I don't think I have five blue, so I guess maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, you have a 4/4/5, so I don't know
Yeah,
what's
it's just been
best,
brutal.
what you want to take, to put a point into blue, but get five blue because the stun's what you need.
All right.
Yeah, it is. She just wrecks. Mr. Bong.
Yeah.
It says Dr. Bong. I don't know if he's qualified. Like,
did he spend 6 years at Evil Dr. Google Medical School for this? next week is a Polaris versus a Teen Gene. And boy, Polaris is real good, so.
Yeah.
Yep. Wait, is she? Yeah. Like, she's great as part of a team, but how does she do stand alone?
Good. Not fantastic, because she's a little fragile. But if again, start with blue. If you get her blue,
right, get that blue going, and then you're probably good.
Because the blue makes special tiles, which you can then match away and make tons more. Yep. So.
Yep. I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
All right. In Storyland, the only thing running right now is the simulator. That'll get you Punisher and Dark Veil and some shards for a new character we'll talk about later. Placement is Morbius and some Carnage.
That simulator's still rough.
It is the Open Your Mind Quaid season. Jubilee, Gambit, and Lady Octopus in that simulator.
Right.
And right now it is Cause for Concern is running. Patch, Hulkling. Placement is X-Force, Deadpool, and some Immortal Hulk. All right, so last week we weren't here. We missed a few characters, so let's catch up.
Catch up.
Sure, while you're doing that, do you mind if I address the Discord real quick?
Do it, Doug.
Our part-time co-host, Samurai, the UNC variety. I always fall for the match 5 bait. Every single time. I can't help it, all right?
That's because
you can't just let a match 5 pass you by. They're not that common.
Well, especially since it's always on turn 1.
It's always on turn 1, and I figure I can recover.
Yep. I can take this damage. It's okay. I'll get better.
I gotta make that match 5, though.
All right, so 3-star Devpool. So this is a, I guess sort of a joke character based on our Marvel Puzzle Quest devs here as Deadpool. What do we got? Oh, there's so many things I gotta read, right? Yeah, it's gonna take a while. All right, the yellow power is called Customer Support. 6 yellow. Deal damage to your target plus 10% of the damage they've dealt our team. Passively, heal your team for a little bit of health and gain an AP. As you go up in levels, you're dealing 26% of their damage dealt and getting some more healing. The green power is called Bugs, Bugs, Bugs. For 6 AP, you get to do all kinds of things. And the passively is he recovers health 100 times faster than normal. So that's pretty fast. But when you fire the green, from what I understand, I have not played this character. The power you get is random, right?
Sure.
Of the options here?
I never understood what's going on. So yeah, random makes sense.
I believe they're random. So one of the powers you get is 404 character not found. I don't have any idea what it does because I don't have any idea what it does. All it says is, whoops, I broke your enemy. Don't worry, I'll have him fixed up in 2 to 3 turns. As it goes up in level, it becomes 4 to 6 turns. Does anybody know what this does?
Not a clue. I have not used the 3-star at all. I've tried to use the 5, so maybe I can comment on that.
Blue Wolf says it sends them away. Okay, you know it'd be great if they put in this power? If it said it sent them away. second power is called AP Shenanigans. Makes the abilities 1 AP cheaper and can make enemies' abilities 1 more expensive. As it goes up in level, it does not change. Creepy Crawlies. You get a bunch. It says a bunch. I don't know how many a bunch is. A bunch of 4-turn bug countdown tiles for you. 1 heals you. 1 hurts the target. And 1 randomly fires an ability for you. As you go up in level, they become down to 2-turn countdown tiles. And the amount of healing and damage goes up. The purple power is called Character Rebalance. It costs 8. It reduces the maximum health of the target by 10% or increases your allies by 10%. I don't know. Passive, it says the passive ability is, what's this button do? Hey, I can finally be an Avenger in every other affiliation. So passively, he counts as all affiliations. As it goes up in level, that rebalance moves up to 26%. That you are nerfing their max health by. So it's kind of a wacky character there. It makes my brain hurt.
Yeah. I mean, if you go in for randomness, I think they've achieved.
Yeah. So there's your 3-star Devpool. But don't worry, there's a 5-star version, which apparently is affectionately known as Hotpool. Let's see, the 5-star, what do we got here? 7 yellow is an ability called Fair Trade. Steal up to one random AP, prioritizing red and purple, and create two strength 55 enemy strike tiles. Then deal damage to the target increased by the enemy strike tiles. So you're dealing damage to them based on the strike tiles that you gave them. That's wacky. Passive, at the end of the turn, steal the opponent's strongest strike tile, then create a strength 1 enemy strike tile in return. Alright. As you're going up in level, you are then stealing at level 4, 3 random AP and creating 3 tiles. You should combine that with like Craven or something, right? You give them all these like strength 1 tiles and then...
Yeah. The problem is I was trying to play this character on the PvP to you know, use his powers to get those missions completed. And when you've got two of these guys constantly stealing each other's tiles, like, every turn, it's, like, there's a whole lot going on that I just couldn't keep track of.
Mm. The ability, Red Power, 7 red called the Red Shirt. Drain up to 2 random red, yellow, or purple AP, then deal damage to the target, dealing an additional hit for each enemy strike tile and each AP drained. Passive, whenever Deadpool takes damage, strengthen a random friendly strike tile by 65%. As you're going up at level 5, you're increasing your strength, you're increasing your tiles by 100% and draining 4 AP. That could get out of hand quick.
Yeah.
Huh. And then the final power is called a Beautiful Distraction, 8 purple. Stun a random target for 2 turns. Passive, Deadpool does 45% increased damage when attacking stunned enemies. If he ever gets below 50% health, this power changes to a beautiful memory. However, the beautiful distraction, as you go up in level, it becomes a 4-turn stun, and you're dealing 80% extra damage to that stunned person.
Hmm.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
The beautiful memory. Stun the target for 1 turn and deal some damage, then create 2 strength 44 strike tiles. Passively, my team deals 85% increased damage while attacking stunned enemies. As you go up in level, that becomes a 3-turn stun, and your whole team is doing 150% increased damage to stun people. That purple power is where it's at.
Yes.
That's strong. It's gonna be, what, a 5-3-5? Seems like the fair trade is takes away all their you know, damage tiles and gives them to you. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So what did you play it as? What did you think?
I don't actually recall because I was using the character that was given to me. So, yeah, whatever you are given. I don't remember what the build was. Okay. He is interesting. It wasn't he wasn't incredibly powerful. Again, it was the PvP, so I'm going up against, you know, SCL-10 PvP. He was doing next to nothing compared to the meta that I was going up against. So I was just trying to get red and purple so I could fire his powers without... I haven't completed it, so I probably won't get those missions.
I thought I saw some screenshots where I saw people just having, like, strike tiles that were just, like, absurdly huge.
Likely. I mean, look at those numbers.
I'd have to go back and look. I think that was on the subreddit. Let's see what's still running. There are legendary tokens in the placement rewards, shards, and event tokens in the simulator. That's still running till tomorrow night. And then Deadpool versus MPQ will be running the legendary token and placement rewards, shards, and event token and progression there as well. Let's see. Huh, this says this versus should be running now, but it's not. Wasn't in my game.
No? Good hair day?
Yeah, all I saw was the other one I mentioned earlier.
Huh. It's still running. I can still see it. That would be very weird.
Yeah, it says it's running until August 3rd. July 30th to August 3rd is what it says. Maybe because I didn't sign up for it, that's just gone?
I'm not sure. Samurai is saying that it ended this afternoon, but I don't know. It definitely says it goes to the 3rd.
Yeah, the webpage clearly says it runs to August 3rd, so maybe that was the typo. Let's see, says there's the Daggers and Claws Vault. That's still running until the 4th. Chance to get Hot Pool in there. there's a Bestest of Friends Legendary Store running, and a X-Force Wolverine cover in there. In the Legendary Store, 15% chance to get Hot Pool, Old Man Meatbag, and $5 Chuck. That's a pretty good store.
Yeah.
So take your chances there for some of those characters. So there you go. There's your new characters. Ian, are you sitting down, though? Because we got a clue for the next character.
Holy smokes. All right, now I'm braced.
Okay. The clue for next time is Archbug.
All one word.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So who's the highest ranking of bugs? Who is the seraphim of bugs?
I don't know. The Queen Ant? Is Queen Ant a character?
I don't know.
Could she be?
Surely in some comic in the past, Ant-Man had to have had some run-in with an actual Queen Ant, right?
That seems logical to me.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, I got no idea on that clue. I got nothing. Should be a 4-star, though, so.
Nice.
Let's see. And then there's the Deadpool Taco Token Challenge is running right now.
What's that about?
If you complete Deadpool's daily quest, you earn a taco. If you gain a taco, any time you gain a taco token, you accrue a taco. Win any Deadpool daily battle with any Deadpool, you get a taco. If you use Deadpool, you get 3 tacos. If you use Hotpool, you get 5 tacos. And you double your tacos by bringing any Deadpool and any Wolverine into your Deadpool daily quest battle. There is a dashboard going on, as everyone has until August 11th to try to reach 50 million tacos. Let me pull up the board here. It says that the current points is 9.04 million tacos have been acquired. The tier 2 of the challenge, which is 12 million tacos, is, you know, the next metric up. You need 50 million to get the big prize. Let's see, what's the tier 5 prize? 50,000 ISO 8, 25,000 red ISO, 200 5-star Deadpool shards, and 2 advanced support tokens.
I want all those things. I'm going to try hard after this show. I don't think I'm going to make it to 50 million, and that seems like a lot.
You got to just throw in your part, though. I didn't even, I wasn't paying enough attention. I didn't know this was going on. I guess I'll try and throw Old Man Logan.
There's some Deadpools and some Wolverines in there.
Yeah, I use Deadpool every day in there, but I don't ever use a Wolverine, so.
Neither do I, but I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So that's what I got for the news. Anything else you got going on?
I have a completely non-MPQ news. It is gaming news.
All right.
Yeah.
I finished my quest. I had given myself a quest to play hardcore on Diablo 2 Resurrected with each individual class and beat the game for every class. And this week I finished it finally with the assassin.
Got that assassin.
Yeah.
You still did Death Sentries, or?
Yes, she was mainly Death Sentries. I used the level 12, I think it is, fire, because it scales pretty well, whatever, the fire sentry, whatever it's, I don't remember what it's called, but yeah, all traps. Yeah, was finally able to pull it off with her, and that was all 7 classes. Yay! Now I've gone back and decided I'm doing a different type of druid. I'm doing a melee druid, and I'm trying to get him through hell difficulty.
Sweet.
Yeah, they weren't as good. Much better in D4.
I got a, what's it called? The quarter staff? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, the rib cracker.
Rib cracker. I got a rib cracker, so that's the key.
Yeah, that does help a lot because it's fast.
Yes, super fast attack speed.
Yeah. All right, well, good deal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. While I was researching movies to go see on vacation, I was looking at it with my father-in-law, and he pulls up the homepage, and he's like, all right, let's see what's playing. And he immediately turns to me and goes, what's up, Blackpink? And I was like, what? And he was like, the first thing is called Blackpink, Born Pink, the movie. And I was my God. I'm going to get put on a weird watch list in Mexico. There's a creepy, fat, middle-aged man who keeps going to see the Blackpink movie by himself.
Maybe you can take your son and claim he wanted to go see the K-pop.
Maybe. I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll be down for it.
That's funny.
I'll probably just go see Deadpool Wolverine instead, but maybe I can manage one viewing.
Yeah. Do not take him to go see that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw online a lot of people complaining about the content of the new Deadpool movie because they were taking their kids. I'm like, were you not paying attention?
It is an R-rated movie.
Yes.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Have you not seen the first two?
Yeah.
Oh, that also reminds me. So, prior to yesterday, I had never seen an episode of Hot Ones before.
Okay.
But I had some free time at work, and YouTube said, why don't you watch Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds on Hot Ones? And I was like, all right, I'll give it a try, see what it's all about. Ryan Reynolds is just so gosh darn funny. I don't want him to be, but he cracks me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he got on the super hot sauces, he would just start blurting random stuff out while he was, like, shaking. He would be like, I cheat at Wordle. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that, but I do. So, yeah, that's worth a look.
Double R. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny, The Great Manape.
Ha! That's pretty good. So this week, it's M'Baku, the Jabari chieftain, 4-star yellow, black, and red character. He is a Wakandan and a hero. He has a red power, which is passive. It is called Wakanda's Power. M'Baku's match damage is increased by 60%. This is increased by 1% for each percent health he is missing. M'Baku's strength galvanizes the Wakandans in battle. Wakandan's match damage is increased by 5% for each Wakandan on the team as this ability scales up. Match damage is increased by 300%, 3% per each health missing. Wakandan's match damage increased 15% for each Wakandan on the team. Now we've got Wakanda's Peace, yellow passive. M'Baku gains a burst of 120 health whenever an ally matches a black, red, or yellow tile. This is increased by 1% for each percent health he is missing. Let's see. Whenever a Wakandan ally matches a black, red, or yellow tile, give a burst of 56 health to any Wakandans on the team. This all scales up to a burst of 867 health and gives a burst of 323 health to any Wakandan. And lastly, Wakandan's Pride. Wakanda's Pride. What are they up to? M'Baku takes 22 less damage from matches and abilities. This is increased by 1% for each percentage of health he is missing. At 10% health, M'Baku cannot be stunned. Wakandans take 8 less damage from matches and abilities for each Wakandan on the team, scaling all the way up to M'Baku takes 176 less damage, increased by 2% for each percentage health missing. At 40% health, he cannot be stunned, and Wakandans take 63 less damage. Wow. I didn't really remember anything about him. I mean, obviously I remember him, I just didn't know how his character worked. I mean, wow. It's definitely different. I've never seen it. I'm sure I have, and I'm just not thinking of them, but I mean, he can't do anything but be a support. He just kind of exists.
Right. Yeah. All I remember is my screen is always filled with plus signs.
Nice. Always healing. Bursts of health everywhere.
Even if nobody is hurt, it still pulls up all the plus signs every time you make a match.
Nice. Yeah, so I'm going to just go out on a limb and say, I mean, 5-3-5 first thought, because, again, I feel like healing is something no one cares for. But I don't know if healing's better or taking less damage is better. Now, the cannot be stunned is pretty cool, so you might as well go with the 5-3-5. Do you guys, has anybody ever used him? Does he work well with Okoye? I don't know.
No.
I don't even know if I have him fully covered.
I've used him when, you know, required, and when, but not outside of that. I mean, the healing is actually a little annoying. Granted, there's this feature that I didn't know there was a feature where you can turn on animations, but you can have it so they only show the first time when used in a battle. And
I didn't even know that was a feature.
Yeah, me either. But I've turned that on recently. And although I get confused near the end of the battle because I just don't know what all is happening, I think that would help with him quite a bit. I don't know. I have him at a 5-5-3. I think that's purely coincidental and probably haven't.
Sure.
You know, the internet says 5-4-4 is the way to go.
Okay. I mean, maybe. I was thinking 5-3-5 just because, again, I don't know if I was on the air or off the
air,
but I was talking about no one loves healing, right? And I like not being able to be stunned. I suppose that's novelty and could come in handy. Plus,
5-3-5 is the second most common build.
Seems reasonable. So, yeah, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Xandar, M'Baku, Jabari chieftain and king of Wakanda?
For a while, I guess.
Is he the current king of Wakanda?
I don't know.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though.
Hey, something I forgot to bring up earlier, even though no one wants to hear this story. So I found a new terrible worst reality show of all time. So they brought back the Surreal Life.
No one wants to hear this.
And but one of the people on the Surreal Life is Macy Gray.
Oh.
And it turns out, she's crazy.
She has
lots of stories about how she likes to sit around and do a lot of cocaine with Courtney Love, and then claims that she gets really fat because she does too many edibles.
Oh, also plausible.
So then when she went on the show, she was taking the Ozempic shots because she's going on tour and needed to thin down from all the edibles.
Okay. That also makes sense. Ha! I wasn't expecting that. I just listened to... she was on Lisa Loeb's podcast, and I found myself listening to that on satellite radio. It was a fairly interesting interview. And then her brother was one of the people on, like, season 5 of Queer Eye. They gave him a makeover. They were like, why do you have Macy Gray's platinum album autographed? And he's like, oh, that's my sister. And they were like, oh my god, why? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt bad because I only know two of the people in this Surreal Life, so it's really getting scraped at the bottom of the barrel. It was just Macy Gray and Johnny Weir.
I hate to break it to you, but it's always been scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, that's its job.
We got, it's got like Tom King, or Tom,
you don't even know.
Hanks' son.
Who?
Tom Hanks' son, Chet.
Oh, Chet Hanks. Yeah, he's got a lot of, wait, is he the one that has all kind of problems? With addiction and being crazy and...
That wouldn't surprise me. He's all tatted up, looks nothing like Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And it's got Jose Canseco's daughter for some reason.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yeah. A rapper that I assume I should know, but I do not, called OC something.
I don't know.
And then the guy who played a teen werewolf on that MTV show. And one of the housewives from somewhere or other. And somebody else that I already forgot. Oh, one of the members of that five-girl singing group that Fifth Harmony. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They exist.
Yeah. All right. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Oh, wow. You go from something that I'm paying zero attention to to, hey, it's your turn now. Okay.
That's right.
So let's go over to the subreddit, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Jeff Duggan says, I wonder if Ian got the remnants of the same storm system I saw Tuesday night. Mrs. Jeff and I were caught outside walking the dog when every tornado siren in the downtown area went off when we were 30 feet from our destination. I'm glad you made it back okay.
Yeah. Walking the dog.
He also says, in reference to Go, I think everything that needed to be said about Go versus Reversi / Othello got said during the show. The only other possible thing is that Go is harder to teach because the end is when the players agree it is. Go is also the real-life basis of the game of Stones and the Wheel of Time, so, you know, making sure that we were correct there. He says Go deserves the win. We haven't done the segment yet. Okay, so there you go. But vote for Go. I forget how this stuff works. Apparently, strawberry rhubarb soda was also mentioned. He says strawberry rhubarb does not work for me as a pop flavor, except or as a pop flavor concept. But I learned while in Michigan a couple weeks ago that it appears Faygo Red Pop is supposed to be strawberry flavored.
Red Pop is delicious.
That's true, but it doesn't taste like strawberry.
No, it tastes like Red Pop.
It tastes red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, I love a good Red Pop.
I mean, they failed to get strawberry, but it's kind of a good thing.
I mean, it's not Cherokee Red, but it's pretty good.
Is that racist? I don't
know. I don't know, but it's delicious.
All right. OG Alpha Team over on the D3 forums posted that he... Oh, right. I was going to share this with you guys beforehand. Let me know what you think about this segment. He says, I don't always have the best ideas for show segments, but maybe this. You have a musical segment... Maybe replace it with a finish the lyric where you play a song clip and you have to finish the lyric. I don't know.
Hmm. I mean, obviously that's a little raw and it's going to take some work, but I can at least don't hate it.
Right.
As soon as you said musical segment, you had me. And now how can I make this show related and interactive simultaneously?
Yeah. So something to ponder.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll swirl it around in my glass and let it come up to temperature. But I can tell you by the nose that I could enjoy this.
And that show is hosted by one of Ian's favorite people.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Isn't that the plot of Don't Forget the Lyrics starring Kristen Chenoweth?
I can't say that I've seen that show, but it sounds like it.
Also on the D3, which I keep saying D3 forum. It's still, if you go to d3forum.com, but it's the 505 forums. I just, you know, to be clear. TJ Jarauthor says, I find it weird that the devs felt compelled to create an original character in Hotpool when during the Christopher Priest run, Loki actually cursed Deadpool to be so unspeakably handsome that it hindered his at-the-time present life. The face was supposedly that of Tom Cruise, but surely the devs could overlook that.
Not an original character. Spoiler.
Right. Who was it? Blue Wolf came back and replied and said, I'm not sure since I haven't seen it, but I think Hot Pool is in the movie. He is a character that Marvel games have been adding recently. Yeah, it is in more games than MPQ. And TJ Joe Arthur did also say, I've actually had loads of fun playing with Devpool, incidentally. All right, there you go. I have yet to get him fully covered and haven't used him once.
But he didn't complain about them making that one up.
Well, no.
I don't know.
I also find it very amusing that maybe, I guess the clue just came out. Maybe it came out, since he posted this, but there was no Batroc reference, so.
Mm.
I don't know how Archbug could be Batroc, but somebody should come up with something. In any case, that is the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, then, let's move on to the board game bracket brought to you by Insert Your Name Hero-Fi. Please contact Ray if you'd like to sponsor this segment. Ray, what were results from last week? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I had that up. So 2 weeks ago, we had Othello versus Go, and this is, we haven't seen a landslide like this since Dominion versus Moncala.
Very recently. I love it.
You know, the previous one.
Yeah.
But Othello barely got votes. Go is just clobbered. So Go is moving on.
Oh, nice. Right. Very good. All right, I think I'm mediator this week. This week we got number 6 on the bracket, which is Scrabble, versus the number 7 Chinese checkers. Ian, tell me about Scrabble.
All right, let me tell you about this 15x15 battlefield that is underestimated by so many people when they think they're just playing a fun game by the good people, I presume, at Milton Bradley. Unless someone else makes it.
I don't know who makes Scrabble.
Probably Hasbro. Either way, 2 to 4 players, whole bunch of tiles, both on the board you have special scoring tiles, triple word score, triple letter score, double word score, double letter score, that star in the middle to some sort of wild space, I don't know, or it just tells you where to start.
Yeah, that's where you have to start.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I looked this up, have to share this, Hasbro produces Scrabble in the US and Canada under the brands of Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers. Its subsidiaries. However, Mattel owns the rights to manufacture Scrabble outside of the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, wacky.
Yes.
Wow.
Never would have thought.
I
wonder how that came to be.
I had no idea that Hasbro owned all those other
companies.
Either.
Stupid Hasbro.
Man, they're like the Procter & Gamble of games. I don't like it. But I do like Scrabble. Yes, because once upon a time, I thought Scrabble was fun. I thought you would try to use the the board to get some triple word scores and things like that. Nope, that is not what this game is about. This game is about mastering two-letter words and ruining it for your opponent so they quit. That is when the absolutely original and not a ridiculous clone of Scrabble, Words with Friends, came to be. So I played a little bit of that, and then when I discovered that I didn't know how to play, I was like, oh, well, I'll never play this again. But theoretically, it's a really fun game. One of the better word games, I believe, to exist in board game form.
I remember seeing a story somewhere about some guy who won, like, the French Scrabble Championships, even though he spoke no French.
Oh, wow.
He just had, like, memorized the French dictionary. and then he won the tournament without knowing any French.
That seems tedious.
Yeah. All right, Ray, tell me more about Chinese checkers, then.
All right, so Chinese checkers, first off, is not Chinese in any way. I always assumed this was an American game that was just a really weird version of checkers, and somebody called it Chinese checkers because they thought, Chinese, that's weird, this'll fit. But it turns out, Craig just informed me before the show, apparently it was originally German? I don't know.
This version is German, yes.
Okay. So in any case, this is a hexagonal board. It can be a metal board or like a wooden board with pegs. I've never actually physically seen the wooden board with pegs, but I see that you can buy one online. For me growing up, it was a metal tray that contained all the marbles. Yep. You would take the marbles out. It's a hexagonal, so you can have up to 6 players. Each player has 10 marbles that starts on their side in like a star shape, and the points of the stars is where all your marbles start. And the goal is you leapfrog over other marbles in order to move your marbles, all of them, from your side to the opponent's side. And the way you win is you fill up the opposite side, the opposite corner, with your marble colors before the other teams are able to do so. There's no taking of pieces or anything like that. It's just all about movement. And apparently there is some controversy on how this is played, much like the two-letter words in Scrabble and similar, you know, mindset. There is a spoiler that you can spoil your opponent's movements by leaving your marbles in their spots so that the opponent can't move into the spots, preventing them from winning. And apparently there are workarounds for this. If a player is prevented from winning because of the presence of an opposing peg or marble in the destination area, the player is entitled to swap the opposing peg with that of his own. This was a new rule that some people go by to prevent, you know, the spoiling of
shenanigans. Right.
Well, I mean, at some point your opponent has to move or they can't win.
Right.
Either, so.
But apparently this is a, you know, this is a strategy that some people put in place that,
right,
just like,
it's apparently prolific enough that it needed to be addressed.
Well, it's probably for tournament reasons, right? This will speed up the game, as you can't slow it down by just sitting there, because we're just going to let the person swap you out of the way.
Speaking of speeding up the game, there's apparently a version called Super Chinese Checkers, which is speeded up, their words, not mine, that's official rules. You make it more interesting by allowing long jumps. If a piece may jump over a piece of any number of empty spaces away, providing it can land in the same number of empty spaces beyond it in a straight line. So you can jump multiple pieces instead of just doing, you know, hopping one at a time. That's,
I don't like that at
all. No, I don't. I've never played it that way, and no, not a fan. But in any case, there you go. That's the basic summary of Chinese Checker.
All right, so if we can get the voting going, people can chime in for Scrabble versus the Chinese Checkers.
So Samurai is posting the vote in Discord. He's putting the reactions up. All you need to do is react. The S for Scrabble and the 6-pointed star for Chinese Checkers. If you can't get to the Discord, you could also post in our under our post in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or in our post in the D3 forums, which again is the 505 forums.
Very cool. Can't wait to hear the results for next week. All right, so boosted characters, the list wasn't out as time of recording.
Correct.
So we're going to skip ahead. However, if you have the infographic at home, you can look at some pictures of Samurai's cats.
For sure. That's always a treat.
Let's move on then. Ian, hit me with some cold, refreshing pop.
Right on. So we'll start with a little K-pop, and I've got one band that is two names. So once upon a time, there was a band called Top Dog. Two P's, two G's. That's how on top they were.
Isn't it that arcade in like Wilkes-Barre where you can get a hot dog and play like skee-ball?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds good.
Isn't that Top Dog?
Have I been there?
I don't know.
No? Why? I've never even heard of it. Skee-ball and hot dogs in Wilkes-Barre? But I go up there to do stuff. I better find out. Oh, you keep me posted and I'll learn more.
Okay.
No, this is just a K-pop band. So as of late, and by late I mean back in 2018, they changed their name to Zeno T. But I like Top Dog. So, and the song was called Top Dog. And I thought, hey, what better than a Top Dog, you know, keep it nice and streamlined. I mean, other than that, I'm drowning in an ocean of music that's uninspiring and all sounds the same. I mean, it was new and exciting in the beginning, but now I'm just, whoa. So they weren't bad, though. I give all these people grief, but it's totally unwarranted. As always, I like to say, it's just not for me. That doesn't make it bad. But I don't know. I don't know if I can pull out a full recommendation for Top Dog / Zeno T, but won't hurt you. But keeping on this theme, let me tell you about some pop. I drank some Route 66 orange soda tonight. It is bad. Bad, bad, bad. My son didn't like it, and my wife didn't like it.
Hmm.
It tasted not orangey, and it's really brutal because the color is amazing. You see it, and you're like, this is going to be some orange delicious soda. It is not. It is like, I don't know. I couldn't get, it just tastes like lightly flavored seltzer.
Oh.
It was a real huge
letdown. I mean,
letdown.
It's really bright orange.
Real cane sugar, too.
What's that?
And it's cane sugar, too. Yeah. That's a shame that it's terrible.
Yeah, it couldn't. The cane sugar did not help it. Bright orangeness did not help it. Other than luring me in to think I was going to have a delicious beverage.
So it's no crush, is what you're telling me.
Oh, it's not even close. Mm. It's not even Fanta. It's barely Slice.
Is Crush the best orange soda?
I think so.
Yeah, I would have to think
so. Okay, we're all in agreement then. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not as good as Crush, but I've really gotten into Fanta as of late.
Yeah, sure.
And Sunkissed and Slice are about the same to me.
I wouldn't argue that. Although I haven't had like any of them for a long time, but sure.
Yeah. Jarritos puts out a mandarin orange soda as well. Mm. Highly recommend. But anyway, Route 66 orange soda. Not a sponsor. Also not my favorite beverage. Mm. I will not be revisiting that one. If I could get my hands on the root beer, I will consider it. But that's about where I have to draw the line.
You know, I've got my spine. I've got my Orange Crush.
Seriously. It's not even that good.
Mm.
And I enjoy REM. They're a delight. But anyway, that was Top Dog. Meh. Orange Soda by Route 66. Meh. A very flat pop this week.
Well, how about, do you have Steam open? How about that?
I don't. I really thought I would. I tried to open it a couple times, and I don't know what's going on. It's just kind of hanging out, doing its thing. Updating Marvel Puzzle Quest. Someone's got to go. I don't know how long this update's going to take.
Ray, how many things you open?
I don't know. I still have Jubilee Champ, so I don't know. You just want to go ahead, and if Ian's not ready, I'll be a filler.
All right, I'm going to do like 10 of these. Why not? I got like 30 of them. Teen Gene, Iceman, Gertrude, Nightcrawler, Super Skrull, Gamorpha.
I have to say, when you said Super Skrull, I got Super Shy by New Jeans in my head.
Miles the Morales, the Love Sausage, Android Jim. Am I going to get any purples? Ghost, Nebula. How many is that? Any idea?
Not a clue.
Scorpion. Carolina. All right, I'm just going to stop at Carolina. To heck
yeah, me. Pull up.
Those are all terrible.
You're drowning in
bad. That was 14.
Pulls.
14 failures.
You got to go one more. 15 is the right answer.
You want me to go one more?
Yeah, gotta. Right. Gotta.
Well, you got a regatta?
Yeah.
All right, let me get back to that screen. All right, and the last one is... No, another Carolina.
Yes! Hey, Ian. That's even better than I could have imagined.
You're the worst. That character's terrible.
Craig's like, at that point, I would have rather just take a cover away from me.
Are you good, or should I stall more?
I can't take no more.
Oh, no, I'm ready as well. Okay. If we were saying for my 4-star. You guessed it, Dazzler. That's what I get.
Oh, I wish I could get Dazzler.
Oh, I got my comeuppance.
All right, I'm not sure how many of these I should do. I think I'm just going to max 10, go until I get a 5. That's what I'm going to do. All right, so let's start with a 4-star Mordo. Number 2 is a 4-star Prowler. I got bonus shards that I clicked on too quick and don't know what it was. All right, number 3 is a purple. Aha!
You're the worst.
It's a Spider-Man, so who knows? It is Kane Parker, Scarlet Spider. Definitely a cover I can use. And I got 50 bonus shards for the other Spider, the May Parker, that is in there.
Nice.
Yeah, where's my roster at? Man, I never remember how this thing works. So my Kane Parker is now at a 2-2-3.
It's on top. It's in the middle, under the
word
roster.
Yeah, it's just I rarely play on Steam except for like Wednesday nights.
I know. I understand. I understand. I bet if I pledged to play on my phone, I would be a little turned
around. Who came
around.
Out first, May Parker or Kane Parker?
May Parker, I think.
Okay. She's at a 3-3-3 for me, and my Jubilee is champed and... going strong, so.
All right. Thanks, as always, to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, and can be found at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. Yeah, it's got a fluctuating number of shows with a fluctuating number of topics, but it does contain this show, The Profane Argument, and several other excellent shows. If you want to check them out, go to Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negative.
Oh, yes, there was. Ian's on vacation next week.
Yeah, that's a you guys. That is not a... I feel confident in your guys' ability to address that situation.
You
are the two most senior members of this show, including myself.
This is how we all started the show at the same time. We do that math.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out. Comment suggestions, shoot them into Willie's mailbag, get them under Ray, or if you want to go to our webpage and click on our banner at Amazon, you can buy yourself something. From what I can tell at the stores, it's now nonstop Halloween gear only. Summer's dead. So, you know, buy yourself some things for Halloween. And, you know, good Lord.
I was going to say, I haven't even checked in to see if I'm hanging out with you guys for Labor Day. I can't go to Halloween already.
Oh, man, you know, the spirit store is already open. Like, somebody told me they went to, you know, the store the other day to buy, you know, a pool toy or something. They're like, nope, those are all gone. We don't have those here at Walmart anymore. You only get fall items. It's like, man, it's like 90 degrees outside. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I do have something now. Right. Now that I checked in the Discord, I am down to one fantasy football league. If there's anybody out there who's looking for someone to join their fantasy football league, I'm probably on board. That is all. That's my public service self-serving announcement. I mean, goodness gracious, I could just play in one league, but...
I mean, you could have a soon-to-be-named network league, I'm sure. Joe always runs that, you know, Pick'em League each year.
That seems sketch.
I don't think Joe runs it. I think somebody else runs it, but...
No, I've played in it. Yeah, I'm just bad at picking them.
Yeah, I'm not good at the Pick'em game.
I'm much better at fantasy football.
Generally because there's at least 1 or 2 weeks where I forget to pick them, and then you've lost for the whole year. You can't recover.
Right.
So, I don't know. All right, but that's it, though. Let's move on.
All right. By that, you mean out?
That's right. So that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I never believed in things I couldn't see. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.